I would like to welcome you to Pastoral Care Conversations. My name is Henry Reinga, and I'll be leading you through this whole class. And I'm excited about this class. I'm excited about this class for three reasons. First of all, so much of pastoral care is about conversations. It's about talking to those that God has placed in your life. It's about taking interest in people's lives. It's about helping them come to an awareness, an aha moment, where biblical directed insights as well as personal experience connect together. Another reason I'm excited about this class is because I would like you to meet Dr. Kevin Lehman. I met Dr. Kevin Lehman several years ago. My wife Pam and I were at a conference, and he was giving some insights at the conference, and we connected, and he's easy to connect to. He's fun, he's interesting, but what I like about Dr. Kevin Lehman is he has written over 40 books about various relationship topics, and a lot of his insights go deep and they go wide in terms of the whole raising of questions and even giving some answers. Now, here's something else that I like about Dr. Kevin Lehman is Dr. Kevin Lehman relates to most people. Now, the third reason I like this is because when you're going to talk to people, you're looking for teachable moments. And these various books and insights from Dr. Kevin Lehman just breed a lot of teachable moments where all of a sudden, I'm like this, but I'm not quite like that. And I must say, as we're going through this entire class, understand that these are not silver bullets. Not every firstborn is like this. Not every secondborn is like this. Not every lastborn is like this or only child. Or not everything that Dr. Lehman says applies across the board to everyone. But what you'll find as we go through this class is many of the things do. And when you're helping people sort of make sense out of their experience and grow with the Lord, a lot of times these insights sort of say, yeah, I'm like that. And I've been helped take the next level in my Christian growth. Dr. Kevin Lehman wrote a book called The Way of the Wise. And this is the first book that I'm basically going to feature in terms of just surveying insights. And this is what I'm going to do with many of his books throughout this class, where I'm going to survey many of the insights. We also will have the opportunity in this class to link to some YouTube videos that Dr. Lehman has on the web, where you can see Dr. Lehman yourself and see sort of what a fun and teachable and teaching man Dr. Lehman really is. But in this class, in this conversations for pastoral care conversations, I'm just interested in raising a lot of topics to make you, in a sense, people smart in pastoral care. So as you are relating to people, you're helping them converse, you're helping them to get insights, you're helping them to see what applies to them. You know, in our pastoral care class in marriage, we talked about genograms and how that works. And in a lot of ways, this class will help you raise a lot of the questions that go into genograms. What are you doing as a pastor or a leader? What you're doing is you're looking for teachable moments. And Dr. Lehman talks about that right away. He quotes Proverbs 3, verse 1a, "Do not forget my teachings." My teaching, the proverb says, who believed in you? Write a note to that person and say, thank you for making a difference in my life. Everyone can use a little encouragement. What have you done to provide teachable moments? In a lot of ways, it is all about encouragement. As we go through this book, you're going to see that encouragement culture coming through. And maybe it's for you as a pastor, finding a way to see how you can encourage, write a note, how you can, first of all, write a note to those who have made encouragement to you as a pastor. What was your journey? So you start reflecting upon your past and seeing where were those moments when I was teachable and who did God raise up to give me great encouragement? You know, a lot of times people who encouraged us, they have no idea that they encouraged us. So part of being a pastor is to be that person who will do for others what happened to you in your journey. So first of all, being in the way of the wise to look for teachable moments. Help people to care deeply. The heart informs the way you respond and react, Dr. Kevin Lehman says. The way you treat others. The way you view yourself and God. You can sound spiritual, be able to recite the Ten Commandments, know the four spiritual laws, ad nauseum, and appear successful in every area of life. But if your heart isn't focused on the big picture of what really matters, all the words you say won't mean squat. You know, you'll notice with Kevin Lehman, he uses often sort of American slang, and we're going to enjoy that throughout this class. You won't treat others the way God would want you to treat them. You won't love as Christ commands you to love. So when it comes to pastoral care and it comes to human relationships, understand, first of all, it is about the heart. And that sort of helps you understand in a lot of ways that pastoral care is not this counseling of the brain that is the essence of pastoral care. It truly is the heart. And in this class, we're going to be dealing with those, helping people to care deeply in their relationships. Help others to connect their heart and their head. But sometimes your head will tell you one thing and your heart another. The epiphany comes when you take the information you know and transfer it from your head to your heart. You can say all the right things, but if you don't live out what you believe, you're an empty aluminum can clanging down the street. So often in our world today, people's heart and head is very disconnected. They don't know what they believe. Even in the church, you'll find people who their heart is not necessarily connected to their head when it comes to their faith. So they live in their own resources and they try to figure it all out with their mind, but something is so empty. Help people see God as gracious, and that it will address their stress. Back up to the big, bad wolf for a moment. You know, Dr. Kevin Lehman, and I'm just going to tell his story and then come to this particular quote. Dr. Kevin Lehman talks about the three pigs and the big, bad wolf. And in the story, it's a child's story, the pig finally blows the house down. And in the story, there is a true enemy of these three little pigs. And that one pig and the other pig and the other pig, there's three pigs, they finally go to the brick house where there's safety. Now back to the big bad wolf for a moment. Isn't that the way some of us think of God? As the big bad wolf in the sky who's going to huff and puff and blow our house in. The judgmental guy who's ready to hammer us for the least infraction of the rules, who never wants us to have any fun, who is always stacking the odds against us and is never for us. Do you ever think of the way, do you ever think that the way you view God has everything to do with the way you view life, including the kind of stress you live under? What Dr. Kevin Lehman says, and this is really one of the essence of pastoral care conversations, is help people see who God really is. Help them break out of this understanding that God is waiting to zap them. Now, is there judgment? Is there justice in terms of our sin? Do we need a Savior? Yes. And that's the power of the gospel. That's the power of the cross. That all of our sins are placed on the cross. That we can now respond differently out of intense gratitude. That morality itself does not define us. Gratitude defines us. That we don't have to live under this burden of moral perfectionism to please God. No, if we give our lives, our heart in rest in the redemption that Christ gave, we can start to live different lives. And yes, they're going to be moral. And yes, they're going to be wonderful. But we're not living our life trying to please the big bad wolf in the sky, as Dr. Kevin Lehman sees. So as a pastor, that's our goal, is to help people see God for who God really is and why God loves us so much that he would give his only son. I'll tell you, a lot of people live with stress. You know, yesterday my daughter had some of her friends over, and she goes to a local high school, and they had an intense conversation of spiritual things yesterday, and it was really interesting. And one of them not only is not a believer, but is clearly has stated that she's an atheist. And before they started this conversation, I was talking with these girls, and I asked them, well, so what do you guys all fear in life? And it was interesting. This one who has rejected God says, I fear the future. I fear everything. Now, those who had somewhat concepts of God had less stress. And I still was amazed at how that stress was so much connected. Now, is her fear of the future directly related to her rejection of God? Again, in the pastoral care conversations, that's not for us to judge. But as we talk about these things, we can put these things on the table. Because here's what I know. If your future is bleak and you have no hope, how can you not be stressed out? If you're in conflict with God, that would be stress. In Effects of Stress, wellness expert Elizabeth Kuhn says, excessive untreated stress can actually kill you. When you're stressed, your body produces the hormone cortisol, which is designed to get your rear in gear as part of the fight or flight mechanism. However, this hormone is meant to be released occasionally in small doses when stress causes it to be secreted for long periods of time. That's what stress does. But can you picture the spirit now, stressed out because that spirit is in conflict with the God who made you? That is what many people are facing today. And many times, these self-inflicted spiritual wounds have everything to do with every relationship. Help people let God be God. Introduce them to God. But then when you introduce them to God, help them see that God wants the best for them. Could it be that we're trying too hard to control our life circumstances? That we're doing too much because we're not comfortable with who we are and are striving to be someone we're not? Might we be creating stress by our poor choices and driving need to be in charge? There are some who strongly believe we can become so addicted to adrenaline, the kind our body produces due to busy schedules, that we want and need to stay on the conveyor belt of life. What's happening here is that many people holding on to things, to take them, these things into their own hands and control their destiny, instead of letting God be God, they're in control. Pastoral Care Conversations is about learning how to see the beauty of how God has created us in the biblical guidelines, and then they have the rest that God is God. God can fight the battles. We are faithful and we can be part of something special he is doing, but we don't have to take everything into our hands. It says in Romans that he works all things out for good for those who love him, Romans 8:28. So, in the way of the wise is to ask ourselves and to help people see certain stress priorities. He talks about this. When I surveyed women asking them, what are the major stresses in your life? List them in order. The responses were clear. Without a doubt, the top six ones, husband, household, chores, finances, and work. Now, isn't that like a woman to put relationships first? Survey men and you'll get different responses, with relationships often in the back seat. So this class is very important, because what you're going to find out is you're going to find out in many, many ways where people are taking on into their own control things they will not do well at controlling. Relationships are extremely unpredictable. So In this class, we're going to deal with these principles and priorities so people will get more insights on how to be at peace with your own life and those in your life. What we're really talking about is, as a pastoral leader, to model giving control to God. The struggle is all about relinquishing control. We all have our insecurities we want to hang on to. Our natural inclination is to not let them go, not let go of the control of our lives. God, we say, I know you are the potter, I am the clay, but I do have a few suggestions for you. Instead of just saying, Lord, you are the potter, and I'm comfortable with what you're doing to change me and to be more like Christ. Help people learn to step out of their comfort zone. Few people are taking the leap off the board. The majority of the people are sitting at the side of the pool or just treading water. That's why American Idol and other reality shows are such a draw. People don't like the life they're living, so they need to live their life through someone else's experience. And waiting to see which person is the next to get booted off the show is the highlight of the week. For many people, life is temporal. It won't last. But shouldn't that idea kick us into full gear rather than sideline us? In what area do you want to make a difference? Then why aren't you doing it? One thing pastors and Christian leaders can be about is the catalyzer for people to take that next step into relational health, to help people explore things that they were not exploring, to help people through encouragement and hope. You know, last night, I go back to that conversation with my daughter and my daughter's friends last night. Since I put in this class together, I just brought up a couple of the topics, few conversations, and went around the room. It all took like 5-10 minutes, and then my wife and I went out to another meeting. And it was interesting. They talked all night about all kinds of subjects, including God, because the conversations of those girls were catalyzed to talk about things that they normally don't talk about. They got out of their comfort zone. Help people get balance in both rest and interpretation of reality. Now, what do I mean by that? And Dr. Lehman is one to say, hey, look, help people be at rest with the Lord, at rest with who they are. But on top of that, help them then to improve that peace and that rest by starting to interpret reality around the way things are and how they can be improved, rather than interpret reality around just sitting watching American Idol or watching programs on TV, and have both rest in that, where they don't have to feel like, oh no, I'm under the critical eye. No, it's fun. It's fun to ask who you are and how you can change, and help them to love the sanctification process of the heart and the relationships of life. And many times we just need to be still. Psalm 23, verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Part of this is just learning how to let God, how to just be still with God, and have these conversations with a spiritually grounded center in Christ, where sort of you can look at these things, and as a pastor, these conversations will happen again and again and again. So I want to welcome you to Pastoral Care Conversations. You are not going to agree with everything Dr. Kevin Lehman says. He is quite a popular in the Christian world psychologist and counselor, family counselor. He has a long career of helping people. And again, I'm convinced that not everything he says you would totally agree with. And many in the psychological community may not agree with everything when he talks about birth order, or there could be a lot of things that they would not agree with. But I look at it this way. His conversations he brings up get people talking. And if you get people talking, the answer is given to them by the Holy Spirit, one. Two, it's self-awareness is a powerful answer, to make changes. The love of conversations, people talking. He also talks in a very, I would call it, pastoral care smart way, that no matter who you are, it's positive. There's something, you want to see the positive side. Even if you're someone who is a little bit too structural, he'll say, there's something positive about being somebody who is taxed on the too structural side. One of the things that he's going to talk about, or he has, I've heard him say, now I happen to be a last born, and I'm a true last born, kind of fun loving in many ways. And sometimes I'm not looking at the details the way maybe someone else should. Okay, so let's say you're in a plane and you're wondering who the pilot is. Well, they've studied this. Most pilots are firstborns. Isn't that interesting? Well, generally, firstborns are very detailed and very structured many times. Now, again, there could be an exception for you. There's all sorts of exceptions, and that's part of the conversation. So if you're an exception, if you're a firstborn that looks, as he described, just like a lastborn, hey, that's a conversation. And he's going to talk about some of those variables. But here's my point in this whole thing. So now, would you want me to be your pilot if we were on an airplane? Because I would probably sit in the seat and I'd look at the knobs and, I don't know. Everything seems in shape. Let's just fly this plane, have some fun. Really, you wouldn't want me to fly that airplane. Because that's not where my strengths are. That's not where I sort of feel my greatest competencies are. And I'm not comfortable. In fact, I would not even be comfortable sitting in that pilot seat. Because I know who I am. And that's part of these conversations of helping people know who they are. Now, here's my one concern that I want to share with you. As you're having these conversations, don't become the answer man or woman. Don't start thinking that you are now a licensed counselor, that you now have it all figured out. These are all about insights and prayer and opening scripture and fun. Maybe I'm not a pilot to fly your plane, but I'm fun in relationships. And whether you're a firstborn or a lastborn or a middleborn or any born, or whether you're this or that, these types of personalities, we all can have fun in the conversations. And that's really what this class is about. Now you'd say, well, why is this a Bible school, Bible college, seminary style class? Well, because in ministry, you are going to face these issues. And it is great in this class to be guided by somebody like Dr. Kevin Lehman, where his training, as well as his personality and his conversations, help us have conversations as we do genograms, as we meet with people, as we gain insights for our own family. What you'll find by the end of this class, I'm sure, is that you will be blessed. You will learn things you've never learned about human relationships. You will learn things about yourself. You'll be more effective in helping people be like Christ. You will be more effective in helping people have more fun. That is, I'm defining that as letting go of all the control. To have more of life is beautiful. And we're going to live that life to the fullest, glorifying God, even in the warfare of serving Christ in spiritual warfare. But we're still going to find that shalom, that peace in all of our relationships. So I am so glad you're here. This is going to be, I believe, a class that will spawn many great pastoral care conversations.